Greetings, pilgrims. On our way to Bethlehem. Wonder what's waiting for us there. Probably something that we can't even imagine. The greatest gift ever. Well, this is the third Sunday of Advent. It's the Sunday of Joy. December 13th, 2020. Our devotion today is from John Pavlovitz's little Advent devotional called Lo. And the title of today's devotion is Turbulence is Coming. Here's a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 through 33. That's John 16, 29 through 33. Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things, and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "Do you now believe?" Jesus replied. "A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." John Pavlovitz writes this, "Recently I was on a flight to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I was enjoying the flight as much as one can enjoy a flight when they're certain they will die on an airplane, when I was interrupted by the voice of the captain. I know it was the captain because he said, folks, captain speaking here, I'm going to ask the flight attendants to suspend our beverage service and ask you to return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts because we're about to hit a little chop. It may get a little choppy." Choppy. I've heard that word before. It's never good news. Choppy is captain speak for we're about to be shaken like a snow globe in the hands of an angry toddler. Choppy means I'm about to face my mortality once again while wedged between two strangers. Choppy means I'm about to make a lot of promises to God about what I'll do if we land safely, none of which I intend to keep. The captain was telling us matter-of-factly, "Hold on. Prepare yourselves. Turbulence is coming." This should be familiar territory for us. We are, at all times, experiencing the shaking of being human. I bet you can name exactly what and who the turbulence is for you right now. As Jesus readies his students for his physical absence, he says to them and to us, "In this world you will have trouble." In other words, hold on. Prepare yourselves. Turbulence is coming. But Jesus reminds us that he has overcome and that we should not be shaken into hopelessness. He, much like the pilot of my plane, is not overwhelmed because he has the threat right-sized. We can do the same. So, the question isn't whether we will be placed in storms, but rather how much of the turbulence we will allow to be placed within us. When we find ourselves in these storms or circumstances or troubling thoughts, we can rest in the knowledge that the things that cause our shaking in the eyes of a God who sees and loves and accompanies us are nothing more than just a little chop. Amen. Don't forget our give and gift place for kids is open today between 11 and 5. Bring in some non-perishable food items or paper products for those in need in our community and help yourself to our gift bags for the week and the ornaments and the little Christmas decorations we have for you to decorate. And don't forget the candy too. Here's our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day.